Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, fashion psychologist, and motivational speaker. It is so good to be back in here in our safe zone and to be able to welcome in another dynamic discussion. I have to tell you, I am so excited to be here and to be able to do this with you all. Don't forget, you know I want you to join in on this conversation, so please make sure that you call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And Whisperers, yes, the chat box. Yes, it's live. It's back. Yay. It's so good to have it back because Blog Talk Radio has done something wonderful for us. They have put a live chat box in each and every one of our episodes so you can drop your comments, your questions. If you want me to reiterate a point, please drop it into that chat box, and you know how your girl loves to monitor a good chat box. So, you know, I'll get to your questions, or if you have a comment, I got you. Don't worry. And listen, I want to welcome into our private Zoom room the Booking Sisters. Let me just tell you something. This is a dynamic group because these women who are from Utah, they literally are a whole group of different sisters in the group. I thought it meant like they were just sisters because they love books. No, there's even a set of triplets in here, which is exciting for me. And they are so live and showing up into this chat box, into this Zoom room. It is exciting. Ladies, welcome. Thank you so much for hosting and being here with us. And you know, Whisperers, did you get the cocktail or the mocktail of this episode? Okay, let me just tell you something. Our house mixologist, Dustin, he is giving it his all. Oh my goodness. I love this because it's so crisp and it's a mocktail, but I have the cocktail version of the Sip and Spark. He has put Smirnoff pineapple vodka inside of this, and it is so good. So if you have the mocktail version, it's just as delicious because I've tried them both. And I have to tell you, he is doing something. If you didn't get your cocktail or your mocktail, sorry, you're missing it. Tell them, Whisperers, they are totally missing it. So look, click the live link that's in the description box and join our VIP newsletter so you can get all the fabulous tips, the new episodes inside of their Scrumptious Corner to our Whisperpreneurs that we're bringing dynamic products to you all. And then on top of it, our fabulous cocktail mocktail hour from our own mixologist, Dustin. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dustin. Look, don't forget to call in at 516-595-8091. So let me ask you all, are you ready to get into our show? You know, I love to start each and every one of our shows with a clear meaning or definition, and this is not going to be any different. So listen, we're going to get the understanding and the meaning of self-confidence. Yes, because our discussion is about level up self-confidence in 2022. So we're going to get into the meaning of self-confidence. It means a feeling of trust in one's abilities, qualities, and judgment. Okay, hold on. I'm going to repeat it for you so you got the meaning correctly. Self-confidence means a feeling of trust in one's abilities, qualities, and judgment. You know, this is such an impactful meaning when we look at it. I mean, just from the start, like when I did that definition, the first thing that literally jumped out to me was this, a feeling of trust in one's abilities. See, when we trust ourselves, Whisperers, this is an important thing for us to be able to create life as we want it to be. See, when we don't really trust ourselves, how can we move freely in our day-to-day? How can we impact a real energy within ourselves if we can't trust ourselves first and foremost? See, you know that this made me start to think of a lot of different elements. And it made me start thinking, why can't we turn up the power of self-confidence, and then why can't we show up in the beauty of who we authentically are, right? That's powerful right there. When I just had those two questions going through my mind as I was developing this discussion. See, when we believe in ourselves, we get a boost. And I mean, that's like a power-packed boost of confidence. And it helps us to not just believe in ourselves, but to believe in our skills and to help us celebrate our accomplishments, be them ever so small or large. So let me say that again, because sometimes you need to hear certain things so it can really resonate with you and it can really sit deep within you. So when we believe in ourselves, we get a boost of confidence, and it helps us not to just believe in ourselves, but to believe in our skills and to help us celebrate the accomplishments, be them ever so small or large. You know how much I tell you all to make sure that you are celebrating yourselves. But see, there is a reason why I constantly tell you this. Because when we can start to celebrate ourselves, it starts to build our self-confidence. So it doesn't shake us off of that foundation. See, self-confidence is linked to almost every element involved in a happy and fulfilling life. When we're confident, we're more likely to move forward with people, opportunities, and not back away from them. That's powerful in itself right there, because it gives us the stability to move freely from our day-to-day and to interact with people in a true, authentic manner. See, when, you know, I always say, like, self-confidence seems to be like that that buffer that allows us to even overcome a moment of self-doubt. Because we all kind of go through that every now and then, that we can have self-doubt. But this is the thing. How many of you all allow self-doubt to just kind of derail you from the purpose, direction, and goal that you're striving after? See, that's the point of why we're having this discussion. And the ladies in the Zoom room are saying, you know what, that's a powerful fact there, to even be able to see how self-confidence works hand in hand with things. It's dynamic. You know, I'm being told in my ear that we even have a call that's coming through. So I'm going to just check, because sometimes our call system says there's a call there, but it isn't. So I'm going to just make sure. You are on Whispers in a Bottle. Hello? So I didn't hear him in the headset. I'm so sorry. So anyway, I'm so sorry, everyone. But this is the thing. For us to, you know, overcome those moments we got to sit back and just think on this and help us to really see that those times that we may have self-doubt, it can also start to tarnish the way that we are moving or the way that we're doing things in a way. When we start to move past those doubts is when we start to build on our self-esteem, and it allows us to then elevate our self-confidence. And see, that's what we're doing in this discussion. We are moving and going towards that elevation of self-confidence in 2022 and beyond. Because that is our goal in everything. You know, I want to share with you a major superstar that had to battle with this lack of self-confidence. And now this might shock you about who I'm going to share with you. And because it surprised me, but I also remember the article and I read it. I did the research on it and everything. But just to tell you, she is a well-known movie star. She's a singer, a dancer, a producer. She's graced the cover of People magazine, was named 2011 Most Beautiful Woman in the World. And I bet you guys can't even guess who it is. Yep, you're wrong. This is Zoom Room. They got a couple of names in there. No, this is none other than the fabulous Jennifer Lopez. Yes, Jennifer Lopez. You know what? She revealed in this interview for People magazine that she suffered with low self-esteem and that it impacted her confidence so greatly that when she would go out, she would almost have to just have someone throw her or push her out on stage to be able to go out and perform and to do what she was doing, which also made her doubt her abilities and her skills even. And we know Jennifer is a dynamic dancer. She's a great actress. You know, she sings. She's doing a lot of different things. And she's a good producer. She makes great movies and different things like that. But she was so unsure of herself. So they asked her, well, how did you overcome this? And how did you, you know, get past this huge hurdle? And you guys, this is what she said, and I'm going to tell you verbatim what she said. That she said, only way that I was able to get through this was through the power of self-talk, self-awareness, and being grateful for each opportunity that poured in because of my hard work and dedication. The power of self-talk. Now, if you all remember, just a matter of just a few months ago in 2021, we did a dynamic discussion on the power of self-talk. You see, a lot of times people don't understand the dynamics of that. But you know what? I'm going to put a pin even in that for this discussion right here, right now, because I'm going to build on that. Because there's a key element, because I'm going to give you some master keys to help you to really level up your self-confidence. And you know I'm about giving you master keys. Because when we do this, and we take these opportunities to really kind of reform and reshape the way that we're looking at things, the way that we're thinking about things, it starts to have a full body. And it starts to really to make those dynamic changes that we need to be able to move through our lives in a certain way. It's powerful. You know, these kind of discussions, whispers, charge me up. I'm telling you, when I sat and I started developing this discussion, I can't begin to tell you the energy that I felt, the passion that I felt for it, because one thing I know is when you show up authentically as yourself, it is something so powerful. And you know, when people have self-confidence, it's a certain way that they walk. It's a certain way that they enter the room. And they may not have to say anything at all because you feel their presence. That's that power in itself. If it doesn't make you excited and it doesn't get something moving in you, let me tell you something. You might have to start working with someone and tapping in. Book a session with me. Let's get this moving, because the self-confidence and having that reassurance of yourself, it's not an egotistical thing. I'm not speaking of that. So I want to clarify that first and foremost. Because, see, people that have these egos and are egotistical, that's something different. That's not self-confidence. See, they're overcompensating for something else that is lacking. I tell you, I love this. I could go on about this. So we're going to really get into this and we're going to break down these master keys. But before we do that, let's have a word from our sponsor. Thank our sponsor of this episode, Whispers in the Bottle. HCF, Health Youth Experience, Wellness Holistic Natural CBD Products. HPS is your center for anti-aging, weight loss, detox, and infrared treatment. Make sure you go follow them at HPS for Vita. Well, thank you so much to our sponsor of HBS. I tell you, it's so good to have them with us. They were our sponsor for our last episode and this episode. They are just a dynamic brand, and I'm so glad to have partnered with them. And even what they're giving to you, fabulous whisperers, it's exciting. So make sure that you go and visit the website. So listen, before our commercial break, we was getting ready to get into the keys, our master keys for leveling up our self-confidence. So the first key is this: use positive affirmations. You know what? This is one of the key assets that I personally feel resonates at one of the highest decimals for people in general. In all honesty, and you know, I'm a firm believer about affirmations, and positive affirmations have a very special tone. Like sometimes, you know, when I tell people to use those positive affirmations, they're also like to a point that you have got to change sometimes the wording. If your confidence, like if your self-confidence is not totally there, so let's say you use an affirmation, and sometimes they sound like this because they're powerful. You can say, you can be so specific on it and be like, I am going to be great successfully, or I'm going to be great in my success, like that, right? But let's say that that is actually putting like a lot of pressure on you because you're not having that self-confidence and that self-assurance like that. So sometimes we have to change the way that we speak into ourselves. Sometimes we have to tweak the affirmation so it fits the person or ourselves the way that it should be. So this is how sometimes I tell my clients they should say, I'm going to be a great success. Because, see, it allows you to have that growth. It allows you to be moving towards that success. So it's not as dominant in the way that we hear it. And those that are having those kind of shaky moments in that self-confidence, they are assured that they are going to be able to reach and be able to ascertain those affirmations, that they become real in their lives. So you are speaking it into like existence for yourself. And we always want to make sure that we are reaffirming positivity into ourselves. See, remember when I started speaking before, I told you about the power of self-talk? See, that's that dynamics. That's that power that I'm talking about. And see, if you didn't get to listen to that episode that we did here on the power of self-talk, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. I encourage you to go pick up the keys that I left in that discussion. Because see, as we are making our circle and we are starting to elevate our qualities, we are connecting the dots throughout our discussions. It's that powerful. So let me give you the second key. And make sure you got your key ring because you want to put these keys onto it. Because you want to be able to control how you open the corridors of your heart and the doors to your mind. Because you want it to be able to flow freely and to go wherever it needs to go. And you also need to be able to lock them so others cannot pour negativity into it. That's how powerful it is to have master keys. So the second key is this. Identify your competencies and develop them. See, self-confidence is built by demonstrating real ability and achievement in areas of our lives that matter to us. Not to everyone else, but to us. And if you are good at anything, let's say I used a fabulous example earlier. I have a very close associate that is a dynamic baker. She is such a great baker. And literally, she is so talented with it that she's invested her time and her energy in developing this skill. But if she hadn't really had that confidence in what she was doing and what she was developing, how she saw this possibility for herself, she would have never tapped into it. And that it would have blossomed into a business and blossomed to other opportunities for her. So it's the same thing that we have to do for ourselves. We have to take a moment to really notice those dynamic qualities that we have. What I'm telling you is to figure out your core values and find opportunities to showcase them. It's just like anything that we want to really build upon. We really develop it and we study it so we can make it better. It's the same difference. So you have used positive affirmations, identify your competencies and develop them. And our next key is to learn to accept compliments. Okay, now let me just tell you something. This is by far one of the most challenging things for so many of us and so many of you whisperers out here. This is something that so many people struggle with, is just being able to accept a compliment. See, when we are elevating our self-confidence, it's those genuine compliments that we may have a hard time accepting because we're so looking at our flaws. Looking at our flaws that it hinders us from seeing the great things and accepting those wonderful compliments. And see, when we do that, we just kind of downplay everything. That's why you have to become comfortable where it's in that discomfort. So you're able to accept the compliments. The challenge that I put in front of people all the time is to respond simply with a thank you, not a but, oh, well, you know, it's just, no, thank you. And that is going to be difficult for you. But as you do it and you get used to doing it, you'll be able to receive those compliments comfortably and move through your day to day. That is what building self-confidence looks like, and which will allow you to be, you know, able to resonate at a different way with people too. Because sometimes when people give you a compliment and you're so like, oh, no, sometimes they could take it as if you're not being sincere and that it's not really connecting in that way. So we want to make sure that that's not how we're coming off. So work on that. Just simply saying thank you. That's a powerful thing right there. So let me give you your fourth key. Eliminate self-criticism and introduce self-compassion. I know. How many times have you guys heard me say that too? Some of my clients, they're like in the chat box, they're all like saying, oh, wow. But it's true. Because this is the thing. Our goal is to like enhance our self-confidence. We need to substitute that self-criticism with self-compassion. Because this is the thing. I know so many of you all that if your friends were out here and they made a mistake or they did something or didn't achieve something, you would be the best cheerleader for them. You'll be like, oh, don't be so hard on yourself. You know what? Next time you're going to do great. You did really well this time. Don't worry about it. You'll knock it out the box. You have every positive thing to say to them to get them over that hump that they don't keep just dragging themselves. But on the other side of the table, you will allow yourself to abuse yourself. Now, how ridiculous is that? That's powerful right there, because you are going to abuse yourself instead of showing yourself self-compassion. Being kind and saying, you know what, you did your best, but we can do better next time. And, you know, I can see where we can improve. You can definitely improve here, here, and here. Because, see, it's that power of what we're saying to ourselves. It's the power of being able to be compassionate and caring with ourselves and our feelings and emotions. But when we can't do that, it's detrimental, and then you become a real detriment to yourself. You're an abuser of yourself. Now, how unhealthy is that? Whew, I tell you, this discussion, I'm telling you, it's like layers. We got layers here. We're talking about real things. By showing ourselves self-compassion, it will allow us to speak positivity over ourselves. It will allow us to accept our flaws. It will allow us to be celebratory of ourselves, because this is the truth of the matter. And I'm going to tell you something about myself. I by far know what my flaws are. But because I know what my flaws are, I also know that they are the flaws that make me keep striving to do and be better. See, when you get to a point that you can take those flaws and they become those stepping stones to your greatness, it is dynamic. Because, see, we all have things we constantly will have to refine in ourselves to be still growing and still developing and still being these authentic individuals. And that's how pure and powerful this really is. And so many times people don't do that for themselves. They just constantly nitpick at that quality or that moment of their flaw, their failure. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Ah, pause. Pause. Show yourself some self-compassion, because I'm telling you, you're just beating yourself up and draining everything of your confidence out of you. That's how powerful that is. So look, let me give you your last key. And I think this particular key is pretty dynamic. And I'm even going to have you do a particular exercise. I'm going to challenge you to do something with this one. So the last key that I want to give you is this. to affirm your real value. Okay, let me say it again. The ladies in the chat box said, what? I said, affirm your real value. See, I love to practice this particular exercise with clients, and I love doing this with them. And this particular exercise is so dynamic. So here it is. To help you to build your self-confidence, I want you to make a list of qualities that you have that are meaningful. Notice what I said, a list of your qualities that are meaningful, like you are loyal, you're compassionate, you're honest, you're hardworking, you're authentic, real qualities, not superficial, real qualities. So whatever that list is, then I'm going to need you to choose one of these qualities on that list and write a brief passage or little essay, like a two or three paragraph little blurb about that quality and why it's so valuable. So you're going to list the qualities that you have, right? You're going to list those qualities that you have. And then you're going to pick out one of those qualities. And you're going to do this for over a week's time. And it may take you even longer to get through the qualities that you list, but you're going to write it out and you're going to decide which one you want to choose to write on first. And then you're going to really place, why is it so valuable? I challenge you to do this and really take notice of the impact that it will have on your self-confidence. Because sometimes when we really look at the qualities that we possess, it's something dynamic that really moves inside of you. It's something a little bit more than those shallow surface things that people have. And that's why I want you to go deeper on those qualities so they can really vibrate at a higher decimal. And see, these are the conversations that I want you all to constantly have with yourselves and with those that you are in friendships with. And this is the other thing that I think I'm going to give you. I only gave you five keys, but I think this one also deserves to be a key. And I've spoken about it before that sometimes you have to take inventory of those that are in your network. Because, see, your network is your net worth. And if people are not of that net worth, and they are removing qualities from you and removing that self-confidence from you, you need to now take inventory and stock and seeing if that expiration date is over so you can be able to level up your self-confidence in 2022 and beyond. That's how powerful this is. That is how powerful this is. Guys, I can't even tell you. Whisperers, I'm so pumped up for this conversation. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful to be in here with you all and to pour into these conversations and these topics, because this is what I want us to level up, that open, honest dialogue that we're having here. It is helping us to move into that growth mindset. We are moving. This is a year of growth. This is a year that you can step in and walk in your greatness. And if you don't know what that means, go back and listen to the episode. Because that's what you want to do. You want to be authentically yourself, uniquely you, and doing dynamic things and walking with your self-confidence up and boost it. because that makes you move in a different way. It vibrates in a different way. And that's what we're about here. So look, I love when we get to come into our safe zone and have this discussion. We get to kind of like tap in with each other. We spend this time and just kind of developing everything. And it seems like our time goes so quick. Like we come in and we get so comfortable. We're sipping on our cocktails. And it's like by the time we get really deep into it, it's time to get ready to go. But, you know, I always want to make sure that you have your keys. So get your keychain out and I'm going to give you your keys. If you missed any of them, I'm going to give them to you right now. So your master keys are this. Use positive affirmations. Identify your competencies and develop them. Learn to accept your compliments. Accept compliments. Your challenge is to simply say thank you. That's it. Don't have to say anything else but thank you. And let it sit there and just warm you up. And let me tell you something. I am a person who takes a lot of time and I'm a person that I take good care of my skin. And the other day I had my mask on. So basically, you know, you only get to see your eyes and that's about it. And this woman, as she was coming out this door, she said, "Oh my goodness, your skin is beautiful." And I said, "Well, thank you so much." Because I know all of what I do. I'm drinking my water. I'm eating healthy. I'm hydrating my skin from inside to outside. I'm using natural holistic products on my skin. So for her to notice it, it was just that dynamic and I appreciated it. But you saw the power of that thank you. And that's what I want for you all. And so your next key is eliminate self-criticism and introduce self-compassion. Stop abusing yourselves. That's not healthy. And then affirm your real value. And the last key that I did give you, which is an extra key, is to audit your network and make sure that it's not depreciating your net worth. So those are your master keys. And you want to always keep up with your master keys. So you know what, Whisperers? This has been a great conversation, and I love it. I truly, truly love it. And I appreciate you all. I appreciate the ladies in the Zoom room. I tell you, this group of women, they have been a blast. And like I said, they are the Booking Sisters out of Utah. And it's great to have you in here. Thank you for the comments in the chat box over here on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, learning to take a compliment. Yes, good. Keep doing it and keep practice what it takes. Sometimes we have to really practice to make things into a habit and make them just so. And listen, I want you guys to come and get social with me. Come over to the social networks. I'm on Instagram. You can find me at whispersinabottle_podcast. Once again, that's whispersinabottle_podcast. We have our Facebook group. You can find us as Whisper in a Bottle. No S on there, just Whisper in a Bottle. Facebook.com/whisperinabottle. We're also on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Come get it social with me. It's capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. And so if you don't put it in that way, you won't find me. And then on top of it, I want you all to come join me over on Clubhouse. I got my own club over there. It's called the Round Table of Intention. You think I'm pouring out in here. You should have the discussions over there. They are dynamic, and my co-mods are bomb. I just love them, and they support me, and they bring energy. They're having these conversations, and we are really diving into topics. And so I would love for you to come over there. There's a live link in the description box here. And that's at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're in Central Standard, that'll be 10. And if you're in Pacific, it'll be at 8 a.m. So please come over there. Don't forget to join our newsletter, as well as if you have comments or questions, you can email them to us at info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. And listen, come back next week for another powerful discussion, because you know we're having dynamic discussions in here. So listen, you are listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. My name is Sonia LeRae. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. I'm wishing you all to have a happy weekend, a healthy weekend. Don't forget to wear your mask and be safe. And don't forget to check on your loved ones. All right, guys, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. All right.